My name is Taylor D, yeah. Sitting on my chair, ready for the podcast, fiddling with my hair, and looking like a Care Bear. Oh, Nick, are you ready for your rap? That's what I say, because you like a dip dab. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank God it weren't me to start, because I've got a horrible part going on in my hair right now. It looks really odd, but at the end of the day, don't matter, because my name's not Bob. So here it is, it's back to the professional man, because I had to think of a better word to rhyme with that than pan.
Yeah, this is how we go, because we're starting it with a rap battle, looking at us herding our cattle. Yeah, we're not from Seattle, can't think of any words that rhymes with at all. Yo, that's what I say. Pass you back over to Nick, because he likes to lick lollipops. Oh,
here we are looking at women's cleavage, because this podcast is brought to you by the word stoppage. I thought that was good to end it on as well, because it was kind of
That's why I didn't carry on. Welcome to the Tap Productions podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Tap Productions podcast. My name is Taylor Dempster Warner. Hello.
Hello. I am Nick Ward. Hello.
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 Alright.
Right. So, Nick, what have we been up to?
You've made me a present.
We'll get to that in a bit. Oh shit, I've opened up my mail now instead of documents.
Oh, okay.
I had a gig last night.
You did?
And it was quite bizarre because we turned up, hardly anybody was there. Mm-hmm. I almost got kicked out for having no ID.
Twice,
right? which is really bizarre. And then I got quite annoyed about that. Mm. And then what happened? What, we was two acts in.
Yeah.
A woman stood up, said, "This is crap," and left.
Yes, she did.
Right? And then after the first half...
What did we do when she left?
We booed. We actually got the room to boo her. It was brilliant. So after we got the room to completely boo her out of the room, after the first half, 15 out of 30 people left.
Pretty much,
so
yeah.
Literally half the room left. And then I performed and I fucking rushed it. Because he said, oh, we had a lot of time, like, we didn't have much time left. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get through this then.
I don't think you did.
No, I think I did. But then that woman come up to me, right? And she said, you know, you just need to take your time. Fuck it. If you go over time, you go over time.
Yeah, but that was the woman who, when she went into the toilets later on, was shouting, "We are the champions," at the top of her voice.
Oh, is that what she was shouting?
Yeah.
And then
while I was queuing up, she was in the toilet going, "We are the champions. We are the champions. Losers are champions.
Losers are the champions."
Pinch of salt.
Her boyfriend then come up to me and said, "Oh, you know you was going to steal all their food and stuff." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You should have tore it up a notch." I was like, "What do you mean?" He was like, "You should have put some windows through or something." I was like, "Yeah, I'll take that into consideration." And I had to stop myself going, "You fucking nutter," at the end of that sentence, because he did look quite hard.
Yeah.
And her, during her set, she said her mum was shopping in Eltham, so I don't want to bump into them on the way to college.
Mm.
It's worrying me that. There was some funny guys. There was that group.
There was the, what are they called? Quattro Formaggio, or whatever four cheeses is in Italian.
Yeah, whatever four cheeses is. But that,
there were four of them.
They were okay until it got to the end.
I enjoyed them.
It got a bit
thoroughly.
It got a bit weird at the end.
I don't care. I enjoyed them thoroughly.
And David Mills was good, the Australian gay guy. No, Australian. American gay guy.
Mm.
He was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he sat down in that stool, he just thought, it's going to be fucking brilliant.
And the problem with hard stools.
It was brilliant. I mean, Kieran was just like, "Do you know what the big society is?" Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you anyway.
I did like how he went, "Do you know what the big society is?" "Yeah." "Do you?"
Okay.
"I'm going to tell you anyway."
No, he was really good. He was really good. Yeah, no, that was last night.
Mm-hmm.
Just to fill listeners in and stuff. So have you got any anecdotes or anything that you'd like to share?
Mainly stuff I wrote down in my diary, really.
Oh, okay.
It's been a highly boring week, I've found.
Yeah, I haven't done much. I've literally sat and done all my action
not
plans
boring,
and stuff. I've had a week off.
Yeah, I know.
But I've been doing well loads of work
and
drawings.
You've been doing drawing. That is what you've been doing.
I'll show you my really crap drawings now.
So,
On an audio medium, I'll show you my drawings.
Yeah.
Right, so you've seen this.
What am I... Right, let me describe what I'm looking at. At the moment, I'm looking at a lizard man.
No, it's not a lizard. It's a giant...
It's a grunt from Mass Effect 2. I've just seen the label.
His name is Grunt, but he is known as a Krogan.
I've got a skull known as Punisher. I also have Wolverine and a guardian angel with a muscly back.
No, that's meant to be his front, but fuck it.
All right, he's got a muscly and muscly torso.
Muscly and muscly.
Muscly.
Okay, so that's Grunt. Right?
Okay.
And then we have Legion.
We have
which is known Legion. As a Geth on Mass Effect. We have Rayman.
Right. We have got Rayman.
Which is known as a Rayman on yeah. Rayman.
Yeah!
We have Garrus, which is known as a Turian on Mass Effect. That's not as good. I'm pretty pissed off at that.
Well, I wouldn't know the difference, but to those of you who also don't know, it looks like he's out of Bionicle. You know, the Lego toys. He looks a bit like that.
And that was Dante. I can't draw lips, so I gave him a bandana.
Okay, good. Good call.
I'm not very good at that. But this one I'm quite okay with. I don't want to do any more on it, because I can't draw humans.
Okay.
As Dante proved.
Yeah,
right. But I drew a soldier from Call of Duty.
I can see the soldier here, yeah.
Which ain't too bad, really, is it?
It's not too bad.
And I stopped because for some reason my drawing ability just went, well, fuck it, we're not going to do it anymore.
Okay then.
So I'm going to have another draw today because my Facebook needs updating.
Fair enough. Well, that was Taylor's visual medium on an audio format.
Yeah. Taylor next accent is an accent that's started by the other, and then let's see if it's right or wrong or not.
Okay, well, I've done mine.
What?
I did David Mills is American.
Oh,
so
what am I saying?
You are...
I'll find something to read.
You are reading...
I'll read my letter.
Your letter. As if you...
Well, not my letter, my material that I had last night.
Not all of it. That's 5 minutes, isn't it?
No. This is just a day in the life conversation.
Oh, right. What? My diary entry from
your diary
way,
entry
way,
that
way
I did
ago.
Ages ago. Yeah,
right,
but
okay.
Nobody's going to remember.
Well, you need to do it in the style of the chap who we saw last night who did the very eloquent letters. So, well done rewording that.
Fuck off. It ain't going to do well. I could do it in the news reporter. Like that
I'll do it as a news reporter.
That guy's news reporter was brilliant. I'm glad we clapped.
Do it as a news report then.
Well, I wouldn't normally write about my life. I'd just brag about it like a rapist with a drunk girl. Nor would I be serious about it, like a rapist with a drunk girl. University was proper boring and stuff, because a fat girl ate my cake. So I punched her in the stomach and walked away. It was uphill, so I was okay. She can barely do stairs. Anyway, some man fucked a vending machine. Not in a dirty way, he had showered. Some woman on a train or something, Boris made, was learning how to spell on her iPhone. Posh bitch. Had all hot dogs and stuff for din-dins, which was yum yum for my tum tum, but upset my bum bum. So, oh well, fuck off. So that's my news reporter.
Was it, or was that your autistic?
A bit of both, really.
Okay. Yeah. Autistic news reporter.
Autistic
Hooray!
Hooray! That was the accent of a...
That was the accent of the week. This week's accent was autism.
Nick said... Fuck off. Nick says it's an accent that's sounded funny other than see if it's right or wrong or not.
Yep.
Well, 8 minutes in already.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite surprising. Right. Well, I made you a present.
You did.
Right.
Oh, just seen the plan. I don't suppose you joined any Facebook groups because you didn't last week either.
No, I haven't done it. I made you a present instead.
Okay, then. So this week, Taylor has made Nick a present for him.
Right, I don't want you to look as I load it up.
Okay.
Right? I'll put your head down so you can still
I'm
talk.
Putting my eyes over my face.
Right, that's good.
I'm putting my hands over my eyes.
I didn't even notice you said that wrong. Basically, I made you a present because last week's letter was slightly too harsh.
Yes, it was.
I didn't mean to do it as harsh, but... We'll see how it goes. So if you wanna look,
okay,
this is my present to you.
The left hand is off.
Hopefully you'll appreciate. You can look.
And the right
look.
Hand is off.
Right, you can look right. Hopefully, you'll appreciate it. It's in Windows Media Player.
He's made
me
a video.
Should pick it up because I've turned it up.
Okay.
It's about a minute long. You love it. The video doesn't matter. I can then upload it onto Facebook or whatever for the lovely people.
Okay.
To watch.
So here is my present. This is what it sounds like.
Everybody, boy, that's my drumstick.
Well, I'm guessing by that, thank you very much, thank you. I'm guessing by that you thoroughly enjoyed my present.
Yeah, who was singing? Was that you?
That was me, I just toned down the pitch of my voice.
I'm very appreciative of that.
Oh,
well done to thee.
I'm not going
to
lie, I thoroughly enjoyed writing that.
I thoroughly enjoyed watching it.
I tried thinking of everything I knew about you and just tried putting it in the first verse of Eminem.
Oh, you did a good job.
I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you very much.
I'll upload it onto the Facebook.
I was very concerned when you said you might.
No, because I know you don't like rap, so I thought, he might not appreciate the effort I put into doing that. But then he probably would find it funny.
It was very well done.
Right, and the weird thing was, I showed it to Abby yesterday, right? And that last bit with Tomb Raider 3, she didn't really get. I thought to myself, well, I know Nick will get that. Nick will get about the sticking the butler in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
But then refrigerator was slightly, was one syllable too long for that whole thing, so I went, refrigerator, when I was rapping it.
Well, anyway, well done.
So that is my present.
Thank you very much. I will treasure it always.
But I wrote a letter this week. Well, it's in your handwriting.
Yes,
I wrote a letter.
It is. Right,
now. Oh, fuck. please tell me I was drunk or something when I wrote this.
No, this is what happened when you woke up fresh as a daisy one morning after having your bucket of tea, your cans of Coke, and a sausage sandwich.
How bad is that?
Really, you are on top form. That is atrocious.
There's three underneath already.
He's got an empty six pack of Coke in his bin.
Worse than that, mate. 12.
Okay.
12 cans. Not 12 packs.
I think some of it might show through in here.
Okay.
We'll just have to see what happens.
Okay. I don't need a Hoover in here.
So, here is what happens when Taylor decided he wanted to write a letter.
Right. Go on.
Dear Saskatchewan Tourism Board.
Oh, fucking hell. Why? I don't know where this is going.
Hello. Or as you say in French Canada, Guten Tag. We'll come in, Heil Hitler.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I was walking past your country the other day, and I couldn't help but notice you, mainly because you were in my way and I wanted to go to China the long way.
Oh, God!
When I look past your boisterous intrusion upon my visual spheres, I notice that you had a large amount of mountains and valleys, and I've even been to Wales, the land of valleys and mountains, but not sheep.
There was no sheep!
I don't expect you to have heard of it. You Americans don't really know what goes on beyond your coastline. You even made a show that lasted 6 years about a load of people that you lost track of as soon as they got on a plane. I am referring to Lost.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
Anyway, upon casting my visual spheres...
visual spheres?
I use the plural, but one of them is made of glass and is purely decorative. When I cast my visual spheres onto your mountains... I noticed you had a lot of them. This visual cacophony was unacceptable in my opinion, which is right because I am God or something, and so I would ask you to send us some in England.
Send the mountain. Okay.
I would ask, but we don't want any more of your American rubbish. We've already got McDonald's. What more do you want? Anyway, the main point in this letter is to tell you how disappointed I am in the scarcity of your maple syrup. Please milk your cows more, or do whatever you do to get it. Many gratifications. Lord Emperor Taylor Edward Dempsey Cassius Warner, PhD, OBE, MBE, BBC, ITV, plus one HD. P.S. You will notice at the start I spelt board in the spelling B-O-R-E-D instead of B-O-A-R-D. This is without irony, because this letter made me very dull and bored. In fact, I'm so dull, my life has now become Loose Women in black and white. Thanks, Saskatchewan and Canadio in America. PPS. I know you're not in America, but you kind of are. Siblings get annoyed they have to share their surnames, but they grow out of it. You're the only one still moaning. Go eat a moose through your eye, unless you have an ornamental one like me. So what were you thinking when you were writing to Canada for?
Oh, God.
That's full of lies. You haven't even got a glass eye.
You have to tell fibs when you do these things. You can't. Oh, I fucking hate you. That in some respects, that's worse than mine.
Is it?
That was so much ignorant racism in that. It's worse than pretty.
Well, when you asked how it was, I did say, well, it's not that. Wait, I did want to go. It's a bit ignorant.
Oh my
but
God.
I didn't want to give too much away, so.
Fuck yeah.
There we are, Taylor. Really going against form there, but what can you do, I suppose?
Write a letter like that. That's what I can do.
Yeah, you can. Be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, God. Right. So we've got celebrity guests coming now, don't we?
Yeah, we have. You've booked him this week, or her. I don't
know
who it is.
Yeah, so go let him in.
All
right. And I'll introduce you.
Oh, would you look who it is?
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad.
Hello.
I'm so glad that Jesus come to visit us.
Oh, hello, Jesus.
Hello, Jesus.
Oh,
I didn't realise you brought your backup singers and all.
Well, yes, I always bring my backup dancers and singers, in fact.
Why do you sound a lot like Barry White?
Well, you know how Barry White is... amazing.
Yeah.
So am I.
Okay, Jesus, what are you here to do for us today then?
Well, these are not the droids you are looking for.
Fuck. It's Jesus, not Jedi.
Both begin with J.
Get your mythology right.
We both begin with J.
So does Jedwood. Doesn't mean they're amazing.
Well?
I've got you on that one.
You have not got me on that one.
No, I haven't got you on that one. Jedi mind tricks.
I am here today to, in fact, ask if you have a fish finger.
I thought you were to plug about the podcast.
We will get there.
Okay, well, I don't think I've had any fish fingers. Otherwise, I'd really like a fish finger sandwich.
Well...
I might go down the shop and get something.
I was going to
say... Sorry, Nick. Sorry, James.
Yeah, hello.
Shall we go down the shop after this, get some food?
Can do.
Yeah, should we do that?
Alright,
we're gonna do that.
I was too busy basking at Jesus. Oh, you're too kind. No, really. Honestly. You the guy.
Yeah, Jesus, you really stuck it to Mohammed.
Big J.
Jesus, there's something I want to pose. I want to pose a question to you, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Right, why is it that you were so amazing and did all these miracles and stuff, and yet when your life was in certain danger, you then turned around and went, oh, I suddenly can't do miracles?
I don't work Sundays.
Well, at the end of Sunday, you got crucified.
Yeah.
But it took you 3 days to die, so surely when it got to the Monday, you'd be like, fuck it, I've had enough.
Well, coming back to life, it doesn't exactly happen overnight, you know.
What, were you preparing it while I was on the cross?
Well, look, right, I was on the cross, right, on a Sunday. So it was all sort of, oh, well, here we are, I'll get better later on.
I made a sock puppet.
Right?
It's not even a sock, it's my belt case.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
I quite agree with you.
Sorry, Jesus.
Anyway, there I was, hanging on the cross.
Yeah, hanging on the cross, right?
And then they put me in the cave.
Shit, the door just opened. I forgot the cats were in.
They put me in the cave. This was Sunday evening. Now it's about tea time, so I didn't even get a meal.
Tea time.
I was in the cave.
Yes.
And then, all the while in the cave, I was planning my return. You say it took 3 days, which means... logically,
but you were dead, Jesus. How could you plan? Come on, Jesus. Get with the game.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
The Lord...
as I know, because he is my pop. So...
it was a Sunday, apparently.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
And I came back on the Wednesday. Ash Wednesday.
No, it took 3 days for him to die on the cross and 3 days for him to then come back alive.
Was I up there 3 days? I would have come back on a Saturday anyway. It matters not.
But it's the weekend, you don't do anything on the weekend.
No, I don't do anything on the Sunday. What? People all come to my house, sit there on their knees, because I love all men, especially on their knees.
Oh,
right?
Sorry, Jesus. We do have a private joke about you being gay.
Yeah, we do. Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Jesus.
You know me too well. So.
But, oh, Jesus, you're like my new favourite person.
The point is...
Yeah.
Everyone comes to my house on a Sunday, sits there on their knees and talks to me, but nothing happens on Sundays. Palm Sunday, you just get your eggs out and eat, and then you have a day off on the Monday because Sunday's already the day off, you see? So Sunday is just like a non-day, really, even though it's a holy day, allegedly.
Oh, okay, Jesus. So could you just plug the podcast and piss off now?
Absolutely.
You're literally talking worse shit than Kerry Katona's autobiography.
The Tech Productions podcast is available to download free off of iTunes, as you well know because you are listening. You can also find them on Facebook merely by searching. You can find them on YouTube, doing www.youtube.com.
I didn't realise Jesus was German.
Are you insulting Jesus?
Yes, I am.
I know he's sat here.
I am insulting...
He's sat here.
I am insulting Jesus.
He can hear us whispering!
But he can't hear us shouting. I am insulting Jesus and the whole of the Catholic Church, and if they have a problem with it, take it up on me.
Do you want me to continue plugging or not?
Yeah, please, Jesus, and then fuck
You off. Can find them on YouTube at www.youtube.com/techproductionsuk. They're
Jesus,
also
can you stop
on the
playing
Twit
with
Network.
Chester Jaws, please, Jesus?
They're also on the Twit Network, which is www.twitter.com/tech productions. They even have their own website, don't you know? Of course you do, you're with them. www.tech-productions.com.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's quite alright.
Could you go
See
now?
You later, Jesus!
Oh, that...
Bye-bye.
I'm not going to lie, Nick.
I think next week we should get Buddha.
I think it was better having Hulk Hogan here. I didn't really like Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, he was too arrogant about coming back to life and everything. He just seems a bit too... Oh, look at me, my dad's God.
To be fair, the man did come back to life.
To be fair...
Fair enough, it may have taken him 6 days.
To be fair, right? Moses split the Red Sea.
No, he didn't.
What did Jesus do?
He just farted a really strong one.
What did Jesus do? Heal a leper. Oh, fuck all doodle do. Take him to the hospital. The hospital would do that.
I've just got the reference he made.
What?
He wanted a fish finger so he could make 5,000 of them.
Oh. I've got some chicken Kievs in my freezer if he wants to expand them.
It's too late. You're telling him to get lost.
Oh.
Anyway.
Right, next week we'll have to get the Red Dwarf team or something in here so we can... I don't know, fuck it.
Anyway, it is now time to do the section that Jesus really wishes he could be here
everybody's
for.
Everybody's least favourite section.
Everybody's most favourite section.
Actually, no, I'm going to let you do it this way. I'm not going to kick up a fuss. I'm going to let you do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because every time I do kick up a fuss, you shout over me, so I'm just going to let you do it.
Okay.
No, I'm going to let you do it.
Okay, good.
No, I'm going to let you do it.
Right.
No, I'm actually going to let you do it.
Wow. Right, so...
No, right, I'm actually Nick. No, Nick, seriously, right, what I'll do, right, I'll take you to a really nice restaurant and I'll sit you down and I'll go, no, Nick, I'll order for you. And I'll get the waiter over and I'll go, excuse me, could he have his diary, please? I'm buying him his diary for him to have. And then they'll bring you over your diary, like, really nicely cooked and covered in, like, some really kind of really nice garlic gravy, right? And you'll numb it all up. Right, and I'll go, there you are, Nick, did you have fun with your diary? And you'll go, yes, and I go, good, because that's why I've let you do your section. So this is why I'm letting you do your section, because the diary.
That's very generous of you. So
no,
this
Nick,
is what
seriously,
happened.
I'm letting you do your diary.
I know you are! Right. Actually, to be fair, you're not. Just shut up and let me do
it. Just get on with it then.
Right,
Nick, I'm seriously, just get on with your diary, mate, because I'm really letting you just do it.
3rd of March, 2011!
No need to shout, is there?
So.
Right, get on your diary, Nick, because now...
So, because I am writing this diary intermittently now, rather than every day, mainly through laziness, but also to save paper, I will do the funny stuff at the start, and then any serious stuff will come afterwards, so I don't have to read it out. There was a Latin-looking lady on my train this morning.
Sorry, I've just got intrigued. I'm still expecting my £50 worth of graphic novels and my new game.
Right.
There's a bloke literally just parked outside my house in a van.
Okay.
Dressed as Parcel Force.
Right, so... Should we go and stand by the door with the camera now so we can record you?
No, he's not going to my house. Carry on.
Right.
Alright.
There was a Latin-looking lady on my train this morning.
What does Latin lady consist of?
Mediterranean.
Okay. Example?
Salsa teacher.
Okay, go on. Salsa teacher.
But an old one with tight, frizzy hair.
You
know the phrase, a bulldog chewing a wasp?
No.
She looked exactly like that wasp. I'm not even joking.
Oh, that's horrible.
Later on the way to Taylor's stand-up thing, which he was very good at, as always.
Oh, thank you very much. I do appreciate that.
The tube driver did an announcement reminding everyone that it is a prohibited offence to take flash photography on the platform.
And then Bob was taking pictures on the platform.
Of the tube driver.
Fucking brilliant. That was the best announcement we had. Oh, and on the tube, right? That transvestite guy.
The transvestite.
And me and you seriously had no idea what to talk about. In the sense that she got on, me and you both looked at each other in a kind of a... Oh, we shouldn't speak. And I turned around, right, and I tried breaking the tension by going, oh, I'm bored now. We've got nothing else to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, in the most adorable way possible, turned around and just went, yeah, Taylor, what is your favourite vegetable?
Yeah.
And then what made it better was I said potato, and then you went, is potato a vegetable? And you genuinely didn't know.
I didn't.
I even quizzed you about it when we got to the venue. I just thought, were you just doing that for tube combo? When you, like... did you actually know? He was like, no, I genuinely didn't know that potato was a vegetable.
I know everything. No, everything else is a vegetable. I know carrots are a vegetable.
Fucking hell. See, that was a really bizarre tube journey, though.
It
we
was.
Sat there, commented about photography.
Played charades.
We played charades on the tube. It's quite packed and we still played charades.
Yeah.
Then Travestar got on and I just went, oh, I'm bored now. What's your favourite vegetable? What are you doing, Nick? Slightly too obvious that we tried steering away from...
I will just explain, though.
Nick, is that a bloke or a lady?
It was a very butch-looking lady.
It was a very... I thought that was a wig.
Definitely a wig.
That's got to be a wig.
Yeah. And no man, no woman is that tall. I don't even think Jay is that tall.
Jay would have a run for his money.
Mm-hmm. But I will just explain...
That woman was Jay with a wig.
Yeah. I will just explain the potato incident.
Film of the week.
No, shut up. No, because now I sound like a fucking idiot.
Film of the week.
Right, basically,
with
the potato
film of the week
is the Irish potato famine. The potato is
hell.
I don't even know if that's a film.
No,
the
it's
thing
not.
With the potato is, I always genuinely thought it was its own thing. I always like, you have fruits, you have vegetables. I always thought potatoes were.
I can imagine
potatoes.
That.
Potatoes.
So what were you doing at the moment in Asda, Taylor? Oh, I'm in the fruit section. What about you, Nick? Oh, I'm in vegetables. I'm about to go to the potato aisle.
They could have all sorts on that aisle. Potatoes, crisps, chips, chipsticks,
fucking
Pringles.
Hell, Nick.
But no, like, where do you find potatoes in the supermarket?
In vegetable section.
Is it in the vegetable section or is it in the fridge section?
No, it is in vegetable section.
Is it?
Yeah, next time we go to Sainsbury's.
Are we going down the co-op later?
There's no vegetable section in my co-op. It's too small.
Can we still go look and see if they've got potatoes? Because that might prove you wrong.
Yeah, if you want. But I guarantee there won't be any because it's a really small co-op.
All right, we won't bother then. What about the other one up at New Eltham?
I'm not going all the way to New Eltham. Mainly because I know that Fitbird's probably not working in there at this time of day.
Okay,
otherwise,
fine.
We'd go when she's working in there.
We can go and have a look and then you can gawk at some different spuds instead.
I'm not even going to rise to that. This week's film of the week
is Constantine.
I need Shay Constantine.
With
I
Keanu
think you'll probably
Reeves.
Like it. It does well in it. I think it's one of the best films I've seen Keanu Reeves in.
Oh.
I really liked it.
Okay.
Critics, when it was released, tore into it.
I think I know, yeah.
But I really liked it. Oh,
okay.
And I think you'd like Satan.
All right.
Because he was fucking
Cheers.
Hilarious. No, he was hilarious in it.
Okay.
Like, in the sense that he was, like, he was scary enough to be Satan, but he was also mental enough. He was. He reminded me of that bloke off Oblivion, Shivering Isles. You know, the King of Madness.
Shh. I haven't gone in there yet.
No, but you have seen me play it ages ago.
Ages ago being the operative phrase, I don't remember it.
All right, well, in some respects, when you get there,
he's a bit
like
bonkers.
The King of Madness, yeah. E.G. Madness, King of. Explains
right.
it.
Right, okay.
Right, it's film of the week, film of the week, film of the week, film of the week, song of the week, song of the week, song of the week, song of the week. This week's song of the week is Nick's Rap by Taylor Dempsey Warner.
That's just a big ego boost for you, isn't it, really?
Fuck off, I did that. I did that whole present just so I could have my own song of the week.
This week's song of the week.
And because I knew that you'd slightly appreciate it, but slightly be annoyed I did it as a rap.
This week's song. Of the week
is Nick's Rap
is Nick's rap.
And we'll play it for you again now.
My name is Nick, and I'm a wart. Everybody, boy, that's my drumstick. I'll be rapping a song my way, whatever the weather, prefer the rain. The chorus is about to end. Try and diss my acting before I Shakespeare. I'll be Midsummer Murders, Midsummer Night's Dream. Ain't no way you let me stop me from hacking Rayman. When I wanna hack it, I'll hack it. I want the fist power. I'm writing this for me. Will Taylor is you. Kettle's on and waiting for my tea. I'ma be what I said out to be. Will Taylor D looking at me, flying high. So graciously. No pen, pencil, rubber, ruler. I write it down with a stapler. From Darren Brown to Monster's energy drink, I'ma gonna be high. Not in a drug sense of legal. Leave a dose of sugar and caffeine, but whatever, it's first drums or tea. Married to Laura from 2 Raider to 3. Her gift is a curse, forget the map. She's got the urge to trap a butler in the refrigerator.
Film of the week. Film of the... No, we've done that.
Shh.
We got to finish it with something.
Yeah.
Last week I finished it off with that amazing Nazi story.
Yeah, you did.
That was really funny.
Wait, what was that?
About... the Jewish boy.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. If the cat can come over here and then just meow down the thing for us.
She won't.
Come here.
Look, she'll try and jump and almost break her leg. Watch.
Fine.
Her collar fell off yesterday because I trapped her head in a door.